This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Fellowship President Yael Eckstein shares about the Jewish holiday Simchat Torah, which literally means rejoicing in the Torah, and which is celebrated this month.
In the synagogue, all the Torah scrolls are taken out of the ark and carried around the sanctuary seven times. They're singing and dancing, and children lead the procession. We demonstrate our love for the Torah and give thanks to God for the gift of His Word. On Simchat Torah, Jews are reminded that learning and studying God's Word is a lifelong process. There's always more to understand. In fact, the Hebrew term for a great Torah scholar is Talmid Chacham, meaning a very wise student. This day, when we finish reading the Torah and start again at Genesis, always reminds me of a ceremony I once attended in Israel a lot of years ago. Through the generosity of our Christian friends and supporters of the fellowship, we funded the construction of a spiritual center for Ethiopian immigrants in Lod. As the Torah was carried in for the dedication ceremony, it was thrilling to see the joy of these Jews who finally had come home from the land that God promised to Abraham. I recall thinking, as I looked at these descendants of the tribe of Dan, what an incredible document the Torah is. It binds all Jews together despite differences of race or national origin. And not only that, it binds Jews and Christians together as well.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca.